Dubai Eye
103.8. Serena Kelly, let's talk Russia.
Oh, Russia's president. Well, obviously it was very fleeting, his visit. And during the time, he took time to meet with the UAE's first astronaut during his jam-packed day-long visit to the UAE. So apart from signing a number of agreements with the Emirates in key sectors such as trade, investment, energy and the environment, Vladimir Putin personally congratulated Hazar Al-Mansouri on his successful mission to the International Space Station. He praised the Emirates for sending its first astronaut to space and also said that Russia will continue to support the country's space ambitions as well. I thought that was pretty cool.
Really cool. Question from me when I first heard this is, I wonder what language they did it in, because one of the things that Hazar said, he said the toughest thing during his training was learning Russian, wasn't it?
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
Wait. He would have...
Because the mission language was Russian.
Yes, because it was a Russian... Yes, it was supported by Russia.
Because all the training was in Russia,
yes.
And the mission language, whilst the language of the International Space Station is English,
yep.
The mission language was Russian. So he had to learn Russian in order to be proficient on, you know, the takeoff and the safety and other elements. Plus, he's going up in a Russian capsule, which has Russian Russian language on all the buttons up there.
Well,
so
if
you're missing out on those, you might be pressing the wrong one.
I would say that they definitely had probably a bit of conversation in Russian.
That is what happened when Putin met Hazar. What about this is another one. This is something that I think might generate a bit of a talker. It's one of the things that we have on our shortlist of things that people want to talk about. That's what we do here on The Agenda. We come up with stories that are trending of a morning. So excuses. Is there ever a need to justify your absence or your cancellation from an event? Or do you just do it and get on with it? But the other one is this sad story coming out of a school here in the UAE. Tell me more about the sad circumstances.
Well, it's regarding a security guard who died after being hit by a car outside a school where he worked. So the incident happened on Monday afternoon at the Universal American School in Al Badia near Dubai Festival City. This was during school pickup. Now, in a statement to ARN News, the school said the guard was on duty when the accident occurred. And ARN News has also learned that a parent was allegedly driving the car involved in the incident. Now, an investigation is currently underway with the police. We do not know the exact circumstances surrounding it, because was there an issue with the car involved? There are questions that are being asked. And as I said, the authorities are looking into it.
Yeah. Therefore, we are limited to discuss too much, as an investigation is underway, and it's not wise for us to speculate on this conversation. But it has prompted a conversation. We can't get away from that, and it has prompted this conversation and this question about safety in and around schools, be that at school car parks, be that drop-off, pick-up, and the areas around that. And we've heard in the past from a number of our listeners who've turned around and said they've seen some shocking things where people just seem to forget their minds when trying to get their child into school by a certain time, or get to as close to the school as possible to drop their child off, rather than parking a safe distance away and walking them in.
I know that my kids' school recently sent out an email just to reiterate, saying, you know, please, when you are in and around the school during a pickup or drop off, the security there is there for the safety of your children, of our students. So when they do advise you to do something, please listen, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're trying to set an example for the kids. Mm. And, you know, we lead by example, because I remember I was actually trying to maneuver around a vehicle in front of me that just decided to park in the middle of the road. And security came across and requested them to please move, as in just move forward, please carry on, you're blocking traffic. And they just waved their hand and proceeded to close the put the window back up and just ignored them. Mm. And I'm like, well, you know, how are you you're actually making the situation worse. I just think there's, you know, it's a time that everybody needs to keep your sensibility, you know, have your sensible hat on, and just, you know, just listen to that. That's what they're there for. They're there to help protect your child at the end of the day.
That's a good conversation. How much do you, be honest with me, how much do you respect the wishes and the demands and the orders of security guards. Let's have a little think about that for a moment, because if a security guard is given a role of responsibility to keep you and those around you secure, should you not therefore offer them the respect of listening to their requests or, dare I even say it, their demands as well? I know for a fact that a lot of people are arrogant when it comes to security guards and the demands of. They're impatient, they're ignorant, and again, I go back to this idea of entitlement, where people just think that they are above the demands of poorly paid security guards.
Yeah.
So what's the point of having a security guard?
Yeah, I think it also extends. It's not just security guards. I've noticed the similar treatment to lifeguards, for example. Pools, you know, water parks. They're trained, they're professional. At the end of the day, they're there to save your life. Yet I think it's not just, it's down from adults to kids. It's this idea of sending that message saying this person is here to protect you. So if they're advising you to do something, you need to listen. Mm.
And I think as a result, lifeguards, security guards, these guys get scared of people instead of trying, you know, taking full control of the situation. They end up sort of just giving in. And that's not really the whole idea of what they're there for.
Yeah, because I suppose they feel they don't have the support behind them, mm-hmm. as in all the protection, so to speak.
Mm. Get your thoughts into us, please. How much do you respect the wishes and the demands on the orders of a security guard? Have you ever fallen foul? As I have, I put my hands up of becoming impatient with a security guard and maybe speaking to them in a way that you shouldn't and then feel awful about it afterwards. And have you ever seen any shockers out there when the requests or the demands of a security personnel, be they in a car park, be they in a building, be they around a swimming pool, have been flagrantly ignored and abused by those that you've seen?
The Agenda.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, you turn on the radio and you got us, you poor things. You're listening to The Agenda. We're live here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Zina, Tom and Serena in studio with you, and we're working through some of the big stories of the day. Another sad story for us, another one related to safety and another death.
Yes, so a 10-year-old girl in Dubai drowned after her hair got stuck in the filter of a hot tub. Dubai police said the father contacted them after he found her lying motionless. Investigations have confirmed an engineering flaw in the tub itself, and officials have once again emphasised the need for parents to watch their children around swimming pools, beaches, hot tubs, jacuzzis, anything involving water. You need to be keeping an eye on your kids.
Let's turn our attention now to robots, if we may.
Well, you might actually. The RTA has signed an agreement with FedEx to carry out trials of an autonomous delivery device called Roxo. Now, Dubai is the first city outside the United States to actually be testing this, which is pretty cool. What it is, it's designed to travel on sidewalks, roadsides, delivering small shipments. It's battery-powered, uses multiple cameras and AI algorithms to navigate its surroundings. So if you're actually expecting a package from FedEx, it might be delivered by Roxo, the autonomous delivery robot.
Look at that. And there is a big focus on autonomous vehicles here at the moment, so we'll keep an eye on those stories. Vaping, this is what I want to talk about, if not today, then in the coming days as well. What more have you got for me on that?
Well, a new name has been given for an illness that experts believe is caused by vaping, is connected to it. So the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in the United States is calling it EVALI, which stands for e-cigarette or vaping product use associated lung injury. And doctors say it's affected hundreds of people across the US. They've had more than 1,000 cases of illness filed, and I think 29 of deceased connected to the EVALI disease now.
1,000 cases filed, 29 suspected associated deaths and mortalities as a result of that one. So how many numbers do people need before vaping or e-cigarettes are seen as a health hazard. The reason I'm asking this one is because it is a major concern for a number of people here in the UAE. Parents who are trying to battle with the epidemic of vaping in schools here in the UAE at the moment, but also those in and around vapers in public areas, vapers who might be in your family. Do send us your thoughts on this one. I want to see if we can build a bigger picture as it raises its head yet again in the news. Fortnite is back with another chapter.
Yes, it is. So Epic Games launched Chapter 2 on Tuesday. This is after gamers across the globe were left unable to play since Sunday. There was literally a blackout because the developer decided to go out with a bang during their season-ending in-game event. And they had a black hole remove the online game entirely. The map was gone. No one was able to play anything. It was a black screen. So the new version of the game, which is out now, features 13 new locations. There's water gameplay. Characters can go fishing. There's also new places to hide, a host of new avatars. So hashtag first drop has been trending online. Nearly 170 million people tuned in to watch the new game being played on the platform Twitch. And this was less than 2 hours after its launch. And Fortnite's made $2.4 billion in revenue in 2018, more than any other single title.
Loving it. We're talking to the guys from Insomnia Gaming Festival. It kicks off this weekend. We'll be talking to them tomorrow about the rise of gaming industry, about the rise of esports, but also the impact that they're having on our world. So feel free to tune in to that. And we finish off with not so much happy feet, but happy words.
Yep. Whatevs, Simples, Chillax, Somefin, and Jafakin.
My favourite.
Are just some of the new words that have been added to the Oxford English Dictionary. Even the letter O has been added. It's being defined as a symbol. It symbolises hug, especially at the end of a letter. So you'll be able to look up the meaning for the word Jedi as well. 203 new words are set to be included in the October 2019 update. And the next one is due out January next year.
So come on. I'm obviously being old and out of touch here. Jafakin?
Jafakin. So to define it, this is Z's favourite one. A non-Jamaican person who adopts or identifies with aspects of Jamaican culture.
Ah.
A white person in a Rasta wig.
You know, like you just feel that connection, so you're Jafakin.
Ja.
Hirmino.
Hirmino.
That was bad.
Danny Neville. Hope he's not listening.
So what are the other ones? I think I'll get the other ones. Whatevs for sure. Simples? I mean, is that... There's a clue in there.
It's like, yeah, so after you've... So, for example, it's usually immediately after a statement giving a solution to a problem. So, like, you know, Tom, just cut your hair. Simples.
Simples, yeah. Straightforward.
Don't cut your hair.
Don't mess around with it, yeah. And one that I just want you to explain to me, Jedi, because...
really?
I know you love it.
Yeah, okay, so in the fictional universe of the Star Wars films, a member of an order of heroic skilled warrior monks who are able to harness the mystical power of the Force.
See?
Yeah.
You do it so well.
Oh, thanks.
What was your faves?
Jafakin. I've got another one, nomophobia.
Tell me.
It's anxiety about not having access to a mobile phone or mobile phone services.
See?
Yeah, that kind of needed to be in there, didn't it?
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.